Yanks looking for the home sweep over the Orioles, who have lost 9 straight on the road. Aaron Judge finally guilty of something being awesome as we pick up the action in the bottom of the first. New York already on top, 2-0.
That was drilled deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! A long 3-run home run by Sanchez.
Get that 4 in there before you started your call, Michael, because there was no doubt about this one. Another one, we talked about Scope hitting one over the bullpen. Sanchez, you could see this coming a week ago. Just good swing after good swing. Right now, the Yankee offense is rolling.
There it goes. Deep to left. Really deep. See ya. Oh, my goodness. What a shot by Aaron Judge.
Michael, it was just a hesitation to see if it was going to go into the, like, the corridor. I don't know. I don't even have a word for it because we've never had to even look that far.
That almost hit a retired number.
I mean, this is sick. And these are parts of the park that were just built for looks.
Fly ball left field. Mancini back. See ya. But that's a baby see ya compared to Judge. A 2-run home run for Castro. Wow. The hits just keep on coming.
I tell you, it's just good at bat after good at bat. Boy, Castro's had an opportunity today to drive in a village. He's had bases loaded a couple times, and now a 2-run homer.
That one is driven out to right field. Going back, Smith turning, looking. See ya! Another home run for Judge. Can you believe it?
Silent treatment.
Just
the silent treatment.
High-fiving invisible people there.
These are the types of things you can do on a team where you're having a lot of fun.
2-1. Slow roller. This should do it. Sanchez slips and it doesn't do it. No, West said he got him. West said the glove hit before Smith came down on the bag. And that will do it as the Yankees win this one 14-3. Let's see. One hand, crawl, stretch.
Ow!
Joe West was right.
See you later, folks.
Joe Girardi's offense has been relentless against the Orioles in this series, outscoring the Orioles 38-8. The skipper talked after Sunday's win.
You know, I put down a couple fingers behind home plate. I think Delgado hit one in the upper deck in Toronto, and Eric Anthony hit one in the upper deck in the old Astrodome. And but that might have been the furthest one I've seen. I mean, he's had an unbelievable, you know, first 2.5 months of the season is what you look at. And again, the homers are great and the RBIs are great, but I look at the 2-strike hits and his discipline and the walks and how he makes pitchers work and going first to third and going first to home and everything that he does. I mean, it's just not a power bat. This is a complete player. And we're reaping the benefits of it. You know, the one thing that he's remained is disciplined. And I think when you have disciplined at bats, you don't necessarily go into long, extended cold streaks. If you're taking pitches, it means you're seeing the ball well. And what I think he has found is he doesn't have to try to do too much. You know, he hit a line drive out to right field. It was just a line drive. For most guys, they're hoping it gets in the gap. His just went out. I mean, his power is incredible, and his ability to use the whole field has been special. And those guys that can do that, you know, a lot of times stay away from extended cold streaks because of their discipline and using the whole field. It means their approach is right.
What can't Aaron Judge do? His 20th and 21st homers of the season sent the Bronx crowd home buzzing on Sunday. Here's Judge talking after the win.
One thing I try to work on this offseason was get my bat in the zone and keep it in the zone as long as I can. You know, so even if I'm getting beat on balls away, fastballs away, I'm still able to drive it to right field and keep it in play. So, you know, I'm just happy to get in balls in play. Anytime you can come in and get 8 out of 5, it's huge. You know, we wanted more, but, you know, we just got to keep playing our game and, you know, just take this into the rest of June and hopefully take it into Cali.
Next up, both teams in action Monday. The Orioles head to Chicago to take on the White Sox, while the Yankees head west for a series against the Angels.